By the spring of 1868, the UP was beginning to push across Wyoming while its surveyors were well into Utah and even beyond. The UP's need for competent, trustworthy workers was critical. For the Mormons, meanwhile, with lots of young men who were eager for work and desperately short of money, the spring brought with it another plague of grasshoppers. The insects were consuming the newly planted crops. On May 6, 1868, Durant sent a telegram from Fort Sanders to Young in Salt Lake City. With that telegram, the doctor saved himself and the company from the ignominy of losing the race so badly as to become an object of derision. The telegram to Young began, "Are you disposed to take a contract for a portion or all our grading between the head of Echo Canyon and Salt Lake? If so, please name price per cubic yard." Young answered Durant's telegram within an hour of its receipt. "Yes," he said. Seymour and Reed went straight to Salt Lake City and negotiated. The contract was signed. Young put notices in the two Salt Lake City newspapers, the Daily Reporter and the Deseret News, calling on all the men who wanted to work to report to three of his sons, who were ready to hire. Some few days later, 4,000 men had responded to the call. However, rumor had it that as many as 10,000 would be needed, and the Mormons continued to show up. They came from the farms around the Salt Lake. Orson Hyde of Springtown, Utah, wrote Young on May 27, 1868, "Much of our wheat in this settlement is eaten off by the grasshoppers. Consequently, several are ready to go to work on the railroad." On May 31, from Weber Canyon, Reed sent a telegram to Durant demanding tools for 5,000 men from Salt Lake Valley, men ready to commence work as soon as tools are received.